Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Trika Young. She's a newly elected member of the Jefferson City City Council, but previously worked as an ombudsman for the state. An ombudsman is often a volunteer who helps families and individuals ensure their rights and needs are being respected and preserved in long-term care facilities like nursing homes. Trika spoke a little about an ombudsman's role and how people can reach out to them for help. Here's Trika.
Okay, I retired from the state of Missouri after 20-plus years. My last position for the last 8 years was as the Assistant State Ombudsman with Department of Health and Senior Services. For the record, ombudsman simply means speaking on behalf of someone. So I learned through training how to have tough conversations. I learned through training how to push envelopes to get things moved. So I started going to the community events and I was asking, do you all know what ombudsman means? Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? Because that's where ombudsmen usually take place, in nursing homes advocating. And they was like, no, what is that? And it was usually the communities with the least amount of resources in education. So I started explaining to them what ombudsman was. And they was like, oh, my God, my mother is here and she's having so much problem. This one particular lady, she was literally almost in tears. She was like, my mother is having so many problems at this particular nursing home, and I've been trying to work with staff, but they will not work with me because I'm just a daughter, you know. And so I educated her ombudsman, and every nursing home has an ombudsman. They're supposed to have their picture on the wall and their contact information. But if you don't know what it means, you probably won't pay attention to it. And that was the case here. So I connected her as soon as I could with her ombudsman. We were able to get the ombudsman, which can have better conversations with staff. And it leaves a sense of retaliation from having take place for the family, because that's what can happen as well. And so with that being said, the ombudsman was able to help her, to help her mother to get the resources that she needs. And it was something as simple. This particular lady, her mother wanted her hair washed on a more regular, frequent basis. She wanted to be bathed more frequently. Now, the nursing home has a rule that you do not have to bathe the residents every day, and that's okay. But what the residents don't know, and what they sometimes forget to communicate to the residents, is that they still get to lay out what that looks like. It may be 2 days a week. It may be 3 days a week. It may be 1 day a week. Well, this lady didn't know, so she was probably getting the 1 day a week. And so with that, that was the most touching story for me, that it was a simple bath she wanted more frequently. And so that's what was the one that put the fire up under me to make me know that I needed to get out there and inform more people of their rights.
That was Trika Young in Jefferson City speaking about the role of ombudsman in the state. For more information about ombudsman or to find the long-term care ombudsman in your region, go to kbia.org. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Alex Cox. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.